Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
So retirees face a bleak future. At least that's what Warren Buffett said in his annual letter to the Berkshire Hathaway investors this year. So if you're retired or near retirement, this statement's going to likely get your attention. We're going to talk about it today, why Warren said this and what you can do about it. Well, good morning. Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson. And again, if you've recently retired or you're nearing retirement, you see it coming up and it's coming quick, you want to stick around, listen to the full show today. Because Warren Buffett, again, arguably one of the most successful investors of our time, he's got a rather stern warning for retirees, doesn't he, John?
Yeah. And, you know, his annual letter, you know, he puts out an annual letter that everyone's kind of waiting around to see what he's going to say because he's been so successful. But the annual letter to Berkshire Hathaway stockholders, he said in that letter, fixed income investors worldwide, including pension funds, insurance companies, and retirees, face a bleak future. So why is he saying this? It's because returns on traditional fixed assets like CDs, savings accounts, even some bonds are really pathetically low, and they're not likely to improve anytime soon. So if you're retired, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. Traditionally, you could go to a certain percent in bonds or 60-40 split or whatever and probably be okay. But you put money in CDs and bonds, there's a chance you could get next to nothing.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, if you reach for more of that yield by investing in stocks, well, you could unknowingly be setting yourself in a position that you don't want to be, particularly if there's a stock market correction or a bear market. So coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the current challenges with fixed incomes for retirees, plus how other people, and we're going to give some stories, some examples, how other people are successfully generating income in retirement today. Because, John, it seems more challenging today than ever before, and also more important than ever before to generate income in retirement.
Well, in retirement, it's all about income, right? Unless if you don't have a pension and Social Security that together cover your monthly expenses, then you need income. That's just the bottom line. Pensions have gone away. Retirees traditionally have relied on fixed income for a large portion of their retirement income. And what they need is a consistent and reliable stream of income that is more conservative or is going to try at best possible to minimize risk. Now, there's risk to anything, but you definitely want to try to minimize risk as much as you can. Essentially, this replaces their paycheck in retirement. When you're working, you get a paycheck. When you're retired, your paycheck typically comes from your investments. And the truth has been, without a strategy to generate income in retirement, there's a chance that you could be consistently dipping into your principal and, unfortunately, living under the fear of running out of money in retirement, which still today, even with the market that we've had over the last few years, is the number one concern of people in retirement. Generating income from traditional sources like CDs and savings accounts and bonds is just challenging. We don't think it's going to improve anytime soon. Warren Buffett doesn't think it's going to improve anytime soon. So, for example, if you put $250,000 into a one-year CD today, you might get about $115 a month.
Ooh.
And that's before taxes.
Yeah.
All right. And consider the inflation rate. You actually could be losing money, according to an article in Forbes. Assuming the Federal Reserve hits its 2% inflation target, that means in this scenario that you'd be losing about 1% a year in real terms just taking this process, which that is a recipe for disaster over time.
I mean, how about that, John? You're literally going backwards, it feels like, at that point. I mean, it's just...
And people are living longer. So you're going back. If you're going backwards year over year, that's problematic.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for... that's going to be a bleak day when you wake up and kind of realize what you're in for. You may be listening this morning and you're wondering, well, then what's the answer? Because it does seem like you're between a rock and a hard place. And I mean, if there is good news, and we're going to bring some good news, but you're not alone if you feel like that, because right now we've described two options, right? You've got your CDs and your bonds that yield almost next to nothing. They're kind of going backwards in some cases. Or you can get real risky and go for the stock market. And if that's your sole investment, that could be, like John said, a recipe for disaster. But John, you were telling me an example of some clients who have kind of been down this road that you were able to work with, but they had some concerns going into this.
Yeah, absolutely. Many of the concerns that we've talked about, you know, in this first segment. And, you know, so let's take the bond market. So why is Warren Buffett saying in his annual letter that fixed income could face a bleak future? Well, it's because there's a very simple concept that interest rates and bonds have an inverse relationship. So when interest rates go down, bonds tend to go up. When interest rates go up, bonds tend to go down. Now, there are some exceptions to that, and you have to factor in what the duration on bonds are and all that kind of thing. But the bottom line is, when is the Fed going to start raising interest rates? Well, earlier in the year, the Fed came out and said they weren't going to raise rates until 2023. But just this last week, Janet Yellen, who used to chair the Fed, is now with the Treasury, said that she could see some slight interest rate increases later this year. So the truth is probably somewhere in the middle of all that.
That's right.
But the bottom line is, if interest rates do go up, that's going to affect bonds, in particular longer duration bonds, which is where you're going to get a higher income from.
Right.
So you can do what I've seen recently in a portfolio, but get hurt in another way. So let me give you an example. I had a guy come into my office that had a 60-40 stock bond fund split. And so, you know, retired.
Very traditional.
Traditional, yep. 60-40. And the 40% of his portfolio that was allocated to bond funds were shorter duration bonds. And the reason for that was very simple. And he was articulate. He could explain this. He said, you know, shorter duration bonds, if and when we have interest rate increases, they're not as effective as longer duration bonds. So he totally understood that. His advisor understood that. But here was the problem that he didn't understand. He didn't understand the impact of fees relative to his duration and his bonds. So his bonds, when you looked at them together, those bond funds were actually paying a yield of about 1.3-ish%, somewhere in that range. But he was paying his advisor a 1% management fee, and that didn't include the internal cost of the funds that he was in. So when you added the internal cost of the funds and the management fee he was paying, he was actually losing money on the 40% of his portfolio that was supposed to be allocated to income and his more conservative piece of the portfolio. So this happens a lot. And I'll tell you, Ben, it's a big deal that you need to have a plan for.
Yeah. So absolutely. So what does it take to put together a successful retirement? That's what we're talking about. So we talk about every week, but that's the focus this morning. And we believe it's not built on how much money you've saved or just on how much you have in assets. Successful retirements today are built on your ability to generate one thing, and that's income in retirement. But you got to have a plan for income. So we've got a special offer for our listeners on the show today. We want to show you the strategies that could turn your savings, your investments, your assets into an income source for life. And it starts with our free retirement income analysis.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, this analysis is free and it is customized for your families, for your personal specific financial situation. You're going to learn what we believe is the fastest and most conservative ways to increase your income that we think a lot of people overlook. We're going to talk about the key to protecting your principal from what could be potentially growing risk in Wall Street, not that we're down on the market or anything like that, plus how you could get even more income potentially when you file for Social Security and more. Remember, this is a free analysis. There's no obligation, but you've got to call today. You got to take action and take advantage of resources that are out there.
So this morning, you've saved more than $250,000 for retirement. Call and schedule time to come in and get your free retirement income analysis. The number this morning is 615-619-1615. Again, that number is 615-619-1615, 615-619-1615. You're listening this morning. You're the kind of person who needs to make your money work for you. That's your desire. And at the same time, you don't want to lose a dime. this free analysis could be a great way to start this process. So give us a call this morning, 615-619-1615.
Well, coming up next, why USA Today calls your Social Security benefits a nearly perfect source of retirement income. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Now back to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you have a question for Pete or John, call 615-619-1615. 615-619-1615. So CDs, savings accounts, and bonds have long been reliable as the go-to options for retirees. But according to Warren Buffett, those days are over. And he's issued a rather stark warning that retirees face a bleak future. Well, good morning and welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson. And we're talking about your options today to successfully generate income in retirement. And that's more challenging than it's ever been before, but it's also more important than ever before. So coming up, we're going to talk about why USA Today is calling Social Security a nearly perfect source of retirement income, plus the single most important key for you to getting every last penny that is rightfully yours out of your Social Security benefits. So when it comes to retirement planning, we like to compare retirement planning to building a house. And every house must have what? Must have a great foundation. And when it comes to building your financial house, income is that foundation. And the cornerstone of that income plan is going to, for many, many people, it's going to be your Social Security, because it is going to be that foundation for your fixed income plan. One of the positives, Social Security is guaranteed by the government to last your entire life. It's one of the reasons we talk about Social Security a lot on this show, because it is going to be one of the most important, most critical financial decisions of your lifetime, because literally hundreds, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars here are at stake. I mean, think about this. You've been contributing a portion of your income to Social Security since that very first paycheck as a kid. And between you and your employer, John, that's a lot of money. You're talking about 12.4 goes into income for Social Security.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is say, okay, well, every year I work, 12.4% of what I earn was put into Social Security by myself and my employer. So if you're making $100,000 a year, that's $12,400 a year that was being put aside in Social Security. I've never had anyone walk into my office that said, well, I'm going to invest 12.4% of my income into something. I don't really care what happens to it year over year over year. I mean, you wouldn't think of doing that. And the truth is, there can be some pain and some consequences if you don't decide the right way and how to take Social Security. Not knowing when to file for Social Security could be a huge financial mistake that unfortunately a lot of people make. You know, Forbes magazine has articles out there that say a significant portion of Americans file at the wrong time, and that affects them in a very negative way financially. So the difference between your best and worst case scenarios could be a lot of money. For many people, Ben, to your point, it's tens of thousands of dollars over your life expectancy. For some people, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And again, we talk about this every week. There's over 2,728 rules in the Social Security handbook. I mean, that is like, if I had had that handbook in high school or college, I would have been really in trouble. I mean, that's like thousands of choices. Mm-hmm. And there are other trapdoors. You can't just rely on a traditional rule of thumb, like delaying your benefits gets you a bigger check. This strategy could end up costing you more money than what you anticipate. Plus, it's going to impact like your Medicare premiums and required minimum distributions and other benefits, that all of these things together could cost you significantly more than what you would expect and, quite frankly, what you should pay. And because, again, I can just continue to say this, because you have paid in 12.4% every year, folks, not 1 or 2 years or 10 years, every year you worked, you paid in 12.4% into Social Security. Boy, you want to make sure you're getting the most out of that.
Yeah, you got to get that one right. There is another article, John, you may have seen this, came out in USA Today back in the end of 2020, and it talked about three key points to Social Security, why Social Security is so important, why it's such an important decision, but why it is such a good source of income for people. I'll boil the article that was rather long down to three simple points, right? Social Security benefits are tax privileged. Number two, it's inflation adjusted from time to time. We do see some adjustments there for inflation. And then the third point was it's cheaper than other forms of longevity insurance. It's a big deal. You got to get this right. And you were telling me earlier at the break about some clients you've had that came in and really had not peeled back the layers of Social Security. They were about to make some costly mistakes because they weren't looking at the whole picture, right? They were looking at Social Security almost in a vacuum, and they weren't looking at how Social Security was really going to impact their entire retirement game plan.
Yeah, and they were really confused, Ben, to be honest with you, because they said, well, if we take it at 62, we get X amount of dollars. If we take it at full retirement, we get X amount of dollars. And if we take it at 70, we get the most out of Social Security, and it's X amount of dollars. Yeah. And that was what they were looking at. And so there's not necessarily a right or wrong answer. Everyone's situation is different. But we literally walk through every one of those situations. And we started with early retirement, drawing at 62. What they did not realize is that by taking it at age 62, and again, I'll go back to what we continue to say, you've put 12.4% of your income into this every year as an investment. Yeah. And that's, Social Security is an investment. It should be treated that way. They had no idea or had not come to grips, I should say, with the fact that by filing early, they were going to take a 25% permanent reduction. So then they went to the other extreme and they said, well, let's just wait till 70 because it goes up 8% a year every year after full retirement. And for them, full retirement was 66 in 7 months. Okay. But what they had not considered was if they waited until 70 and drew out the level of income they wanted to support their standard of living, how much pressure it was going to put on their portfolio.
Yeah.
So what we did is we ran some projections, and their projections are not guarantees, but you can really drill down a lot by doing good planning. That's what financial advisors are supposed to do, is planning.
Yeah, you said it very well, because there's a lot of mistakes made, and a lot of them are costly. There's another article I'll just reference real quick in passing that Forbes came out with earlier this year that just talked about the common Social Security mistakes that are made. And there's a plethora of these. There's no shortage of mistakes that can range from when you file. Are you filing as a couple or not? I mean, are you aware as a married couple? Do you know? Do you have the game plan? Are you on the same page as your spouse? Mm-hmm. That matters. I mean, how a lot of people, when it comes to Social Security, they underestimate their life expectancy. That's another major one. Another one that we see, some people come in and they've been relying on the Social Security Administration for advice. And you know what we've seen, what we've heard, and I'm sure others have probably heard the same stories, but you can take the same question to the Social Security Administration, and unfortunately you can get several different opinions just because that's not their job. Their job is not to help you land on the best decision for you as it relates to your retirement plan. That's what you need a financial advisor for. So Forbes also came with an article here several months ago that talked about 96% of Americans. What do? They're losing an average of over six figures in Social Security income. And why is that? Simply because they're claiming their benefits at the wrong time. Timing is everything when it comes to Social Security. And filing for Social Security, it's just one of the many challenges that you're going to face in retirement. You got things like generating income that we're talking about this morning. Got to think about taxes. How do you minimize those taxes? What about managing your investments and, more importantly, the risk that you have in your portfolio? You got healthcare decisions, Medicare, IRAs, 401ks, pensions. I mean, there's so much here that you have to try to get right. And when you overlook or you underestimate any one of these little areas, that could result in financial disaster for you. And so that's the last thing that we want for you to have in retirement. And it's why we put together something called the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. And so this is a free 31-point checklist, and it's going to help you know exactly what it takes to retire successfully. And John, I can't emphasize enough, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a free guide. It's a result of decades of financial planning experience and working with thousands of people. And so to get this free checklist, give us a call now, 615-821-2473. That's 615-821-2473. It could be the single most valuable tool you have in 2021. Now is the time to take a critical step to prepare for retirement. Make sure you have all of the information you're going to need. 615-821-2473, or you can go to the website, askbeaconnow.com. Com.
Well, stick around, because when we come back, a contrarian strategy that could be one of the fastest ways to generate more income in retirement. Hang around. We'll be right back. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. If you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now. 615-619-1615. That number is 615-619-1615. So if you've retired, you might find yourself between a rock and a hard place. If you put your money in CDs or bonds, you could get next to nothing, or even with inflation, feel like you're going backwards. So what happens if you reach for more yield by investing in stocks? Well, you could unfortunately be putting yourself in a position where you could suffer a huge loss in the next stock market correction or a bear market. So what do you do? That's the question we're going to address. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here, joined by John Maxson in the studio this morning, wishing Pete Benson well. He and his better half are hopefully getting a little rest and relaxation on the beach somewhere. So wishing them well. And if Pete was here, he would be joining us as we talk about options that you have available to you to successfully generate income in retirement. So coming up, we're going to talk about a strategy that could be one of the fastest ways to generate income in retirement, plus an expiring IRS loophole that you want to be aware of, because it could be that win for you in retirement that you're looking for. So, John, one of the fastest ways we know that you could generate income in retirement is often something many people overlook, because they're just focused on saving, 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 and they're a lot of folks come in and they're behind because they haven't thought about how important reducing your taxes are when it comes to the retirement game plan.
Yeah. I mean, part of this is personal philosophies, but the bottom line is my belief, our firm's belief, is that income taxes could be your largest expense in retirement. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
Most people know how much money they've saved, but they have no idea how much they'll be taxed on the savings that they've put together over a lifetime. So there's, you know, we talked about in the last segment, there can be some pain involved if you make wrong choices on Social Security. Well, listen, there can be some real pain here around taxes. You know, withdrawing money from your IRA or 401k or other tax-deferred accounts, for example, could literally trigger taxes from several sources of retirement income, and it could increase your tax bracket. Not to say that's going to happen to everybody, but another example that could cause you to pay higher taxes when you combine the income from Social Security and your tax-deferred retirement withdrawals reaches a certain level, you'd be taxed on up to 85% of your Social Security income when money from your benefits is combined with other sources of income. So the bottom line is, you know, taxes, and of course, again, part of this is your personal beliefs. You know, we have a almost $30 trillion debt. And guess what, folks? You and I, and I guess, Ben, we're going to throw you in there as well, and Pete, you know, because he's on the beach, all of us are going to be paying that bill.
Yeah.
Yes, and if you believe that just the rich are going to pay taxes, that the rich alone, top 5%, are going to pay a $30 trillion debt, I would highly encourage you to go do some simple math, because what you will learn is that the $30 trillion debt, it is a high, and I mean high probability, that regardless of who is in the Oval Office, taxes are going to be going up significantly over time. So you can never eliminate taxes. I've had folks walk into my office and say, well, I talked to this one individual, they said I could eliminate taxes. Well, folks, tell me who that is, and I'll put my money with them. But the bottom line is, you can be efficient. You can reduce taxes over time with effective tax planning. And if you don't do effective tax planning, guess what? You have a plan. It's not a very good one, but you do have a plan. So this is a huge deal that needs to be addressed, that we address with clients each and every day.
Folks, when you think about tax planning, you may choose to think of it as tax saving instead, because that's really ultimately, that's the goal here, is to save money for you, to keep more of your hard-earned money that you've worked at all these years, 20, 30, 40 years, and make sure that you keep that. We're not advocating for any legal activities, right? All this is smart planning. And there are a lot of things you can do. It's not like we're trying to find your little loopholes. There's smart tax planning that's going to allow you to successfully set yourself up to keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket. And there are opportunities. We've said it before. Taxes are lower today than they've been in over 40 years. And to John's point, you take advantage of some of these tax planning strategies now that are available to people like you and me, it could result in tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, in tax savings. And John, to me, I don't want to wake up in a few years and go, man, I wish I had, I could have, I should have, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the biggest issue here is exactly around the conversation I had with a client recently around tax-efficient strategies. And there are several tax-efficient strategies and tax planning strategies. So, but for this individual, they were in a 24% income tax bracket, and we did a conversion. We did converted $100,000 of IRA to Roth, and he was in a 24% bracket. Yeah. So if you convert $100,000, you have a $24,000 tax bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can pay that on a conversion from the account, or you can pay it, you know, if you got extra money sitting in your checking account or whatever. For him, you know, he wanted to pay it out of the account when we did the conversion. We did the conversion. And then he said to me a couple of weeks later, he said, you know, I lost $24,000. And I said, no, you didn't lose $24,000. And he said, well, yeah, John, I know the account's grown a little bit. I think at the time it was like $78,000. And he said, but when I converted, I had 100 and I have 76 or, you know, 78. He goes, so I've lost $24,000. And I said, that money was never yours to start with.
That's right.
And he goes, what do you mean? I worked my entire life. I said, yeah, but it was in an IRA. And when you pull money out, and he was going to be in a 24% bracket based on his income, and he had some pensions, and he's been very blessed in his life. I said, taxes in an IRA or a 401k are deferred. You're not saving taxes. You're just deferring taxes. So if you're just deferring, eventually you're going to owe that money. And so I said, it doesn't really matter when you take $100,000 out and use it for income, or if you do a Roth conversion like he did, you're still going to owe that tax because it was never yours to start with. He said, you know what, John, now I get it. Now I kind of understand it. He said, I really have, over my lifetime, interpreted tax deferral as tax savings. And I said, yep. And that's the way most people interpret it. And that's unfortunate. I'm not saying you shouldn't have any deferred money, but just understand, yeah, deferral is not tax savings. You still owe that money. It's very not good. All yours.
Yeah. And many people don't realize that same thing, he realized, John. Many people don't realize exactly how much goes into retirement planning. And mm-hmm. so they wait. I mean, we've talked about, sure, savings, investing, they're important. They're good. You're never going to hear us say anything but keep doing it. But that's not all you need to do to set yourself up to have a successful retirement. Generating income. We've said this before. We're going to keep saying it again. We're going to keep preaching this. But generating income in retirement today is more challenging, but it's also more important than ever before. And you may not realize it, but one of the best ways that we've been talking about, I want to iterate this again, that you could increase your income in retirement is by reducing those taxes. And of course, with the threat of higher taxes just around the corner, we certainly believe that is coming. Taking advantage of these tax planning strategies that are available to you could set you up to save some serious money when it comes to your retirement. And that's why we want to offer you an analysis that can show you how to do just that. It can show you how you could save money on taxes in retirement.
Yeah, and it's going to show you how you could dramatically reduce your taxes. This is what we call our free retirement tax analysis, and it's very basic. We get some simple information from you, and then determine what strategies are best suited for your specific situation with your family. Then we're going to sit down with you. We're going to visit, and you can see exactly how much money you could potentially save. And for a lot of people, it's significantly more money than what they realize. Now, this customized analysis is free. There's not any obligation other than you got to take a little bit of action. You got to pick up the phone and call us today, and you got to take action. Hey, folks, You got to take control of your taxes in the future. That's the bottom line.
So this morning, you're listening, you've saved over $250,000 for retirement. Call to schedule time to get this free analysis. 615-619-1615. Again, that number, 615-619-1615. Well, when we come back, some surprisingly attractive options to generate income in retirement today that you may not know exist. Stick around. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. Do you feel confident in your retirement plan? Are you ready for a change? Give us a call today at 615-619-1615. We could help you save thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement. 615-619-1615. CDs, savings accounts, bonds. These are all your traditional low-risk returns for retirees. But according to Warren Buffett's latest annual letter to investors, when it comes to these so-called fixed income options today, retirees face a rather bleak future. Well, good morning. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Ben Christie here with John Maxson in studio with you. And we're talking about your options to successfully generate income in retirement in an environment that is more challenging, but yet more important than it's ever been. So coming up in our final segment, we're going to share some surprisingly attractive options to generate income today without betting the farm. And so here are some basic investment options. John, I'll kind of go through this list. And if you don't mind, join me and just kind of help walk this through with us. The first one we want to talk about are dividends from stocks.
Yeah, dividends are
extremely important.
Yeah, I mean, dividends have actually been a significant part of the total return of the stock market for a long period of time. And there are some great dividend paying stocks that are out there. They're not guaranteed.
Right.
You're going to have volatility, and dividends can be cut. They can go up, they can go down. I mean, last year with COVID, some companies out there, quite a few, in fact, either reduced or eliminated their dividends. Yeah. You know, it was a rough year for companies. And so dividends, though, can be an important part of an income plan, but they're only one part.
Yeah. And next on the list here is what we've been talking a lot about. In fact, John, you just used an example of someone that came in when we talked about reducing your taxes in retirement, but converting a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k to a Roth. There's an opportunity right now.
Yeah.
If you've ever thought about doing it, we highly encourage you, go seek a professional who can walk you through and help you see exactly how much that's going to save for you.
Yeah, because taxes today, they're literally at a 40-year low.
Yeah.
And when you do a Roth conversion, it's not tax-free overnight. There's a time period before you can use that money is tax-free. Now, if you've got a Roth already, but I'm talking about an example where you don't even have a Roth. So, you know, good tax planning and tax-free income planning doesn't happen overnight. It takes some time. But, you know, what part of your retirement plan did happen overnight?
Right.
For most people, it just takes time, but definitely going from IRA to Roth where it's suitable can be a healthy component of an overall plan.
And then Social Security is next on the list. Of course, we know how important that is. We talk about it, feels like every week. It's going to be the cornerstone of your income plan for many, many folks. So something you got to get right. And then John, bonds. And they're still, bonds are still a part of many people's portfolio, rightfully so.
Yep. Fixed income. Of course, again, like we talked about on the show, you got to be careful because when rates go up, longer duration bonds will go down. They're more affected by rising interest rates. When's the Fed going to start raising rates? Well, the Fed says not till 2023, which sounds like a ways from now. And then, like I said earlier this week, there was an article in Bloomberg that Janet Yellen said she could see rates go up a little bit later this year.
Yeah.
So who knows? But you want to be prepared for that.
Yeah. And then there's real estate. Of course, there's rental properties as well as REITs. And that's, you know, something that seems like the real estate continues to be going up in this area. So it's something you may want to consider if you're looking for some additional income options there.
Yeah, definitely real estate can be a healthy component, either privately owned real estate or institutionally owned real estate. I mean, you want to understand all the trade-offs here and the risk and that type of thing. But real estate can be a healthy component of income if it's bought well and managed well.
And then the last two on this list, John, that I think are worth noting are annuities and banknotes. Two that certainly for the right circumstance, the right person, these are very valid options.
Yeah, absolutely. And this list that we've kind of gone over is just a few of many, many examples that are out there. It's just a taste of what can be put together to build a income plan. And, you know, annuities, probably the most misunderstood investment out there. There's four types, and you got to make sure that you have the right one for you, if any of them are suitable for you. And then bank notes, referred to as structured notes. Some of them are very aggressive. Some of them are more conservative. Something like that, you want to be more conservative, but you can get in a typically somewhat conservative way, 6% net of fees, something like that in terms of income, even if the market's going down, with some trade-offs there. So you need to understand those trade-offs and risks. But there's the thing that I really would like people to take away from this is that there is good opportunities out there, even in this low interest rate environment, to produce income and for you to have confidence in your income plan that regardless of what happens in the economy or the market, you're going to have the income that you need.
And John, one thing that I think's I'm just a big fan of, but I like the way you guys approach it here at Beacon is kind of the drawdown strategy that you guys have developed and you've worked with, you know, certainly hundreds of clients to cover and educate a lot of people on it. And this is something that I think is so valid when it comes to talking about how to use income to put yourself in a position where you're not going to outlive your money.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a couple in my office recently that they said, well, you know, we're investing in equities and all that's great. And they said, you know, we're very similar to the investment strategy our 44-year-old son has. And I said, well, you're in your 60s. You think you should be investing the way your 44-year-old son does? Nobody had asked him, you know, that question. And so the bottom line is they didn't have an income plan, but they're retired. When you're working, your income plan is your paycheck. But when you're retired and you're not getting a paycheck anymore, you need an income plan. And you need an income plan that income's going to be there even if the market does go through some hiccups. You know, last year was brutal in March and April, and then obviously rebounded really nicely. We think that's a great thing. The market's up this year. But there is going to be volatility in the market and investments. That's a given. But what you don't want volatility in is your income. And if the tools are out there to make sure that you have a degree of confidence on your income, regardless of what's happening in the economy, why would you not want that if you were retired or close to retirement? That is the question that you need to be asking yourself, because believe me, those tools are out there.
Generating income in retirement today, we know it's more challenging, yet it's more important than ever before. And so we want to show you the strategies that could turn your savings, your investments, your assets into an income stream for life. And it starts with our free retirement income analysis.
Yeah. And this analysis is for you specifically, your personal situation. You're going to learn what we believe is the fastest and most conservative way to increase your income that, unfortunately, again, in our view, a lot of people overlook. And that's unfortunate. We're going to talk about the key to protecting your principal from growing risks that are out there. Not that you don't want some risk in your portfolio, and not that things in general don't have risk. I just want to understand that. And you can, in fact, take too much risk. Plus, how you could get even more income when you file for Social Security. Now, this analysis is free. There's no obligation. But you know what you have to do? You have to pick up the phone and call. You got to take action. And if you don't have a high degree of confidence on these things, pick up the phone and call us and at least get the information in your hands.
Absolutely. So this morning you're listening, you've saved $250,000 more for retirement. Call us this morning, schedule time to get your free analysis. Again, that's your free retirement income analysis. The number 615-619-1615. Again, that number 615-619-1615. You're listening to us this morning. You're the kind of person that wants to make your money work for you and you don't want to lose a dime. This analysis could be a great start to help you get on the path to put that successful retirement game plan together. Number this morning, 615-619-1615.
Well, Ben, our time is up. Folks, thanks for joining us this morning. We hope you've had as much fun listening as we have sharing our thoughts with you. Feel free to call us anytime, 615-619-1615, to see how we can help you or your family. And again, give us a call at your convenience, 615-619-1615.
Or you can also visit us online, our website, beaconcm.com. Again, that's beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. where you can get some great free resources, including the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist that we talked about this morning. Or you can also learn more about developing a truly comprehensive retirement game plan. Well, until next week, Ben Christie here with John Maxson for Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And always remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.